An RTV hotline. How can we help?
I've got the best spot on the sofa and a big mug of tea, but I need some great TV. What have you got?
How about over 300 box sets for you to curl up with, like Game of Thrones?
Amazing!
And we've brought must-see movies so you can put your feet up, with over 1,000 like Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Great! Sorted!
Relax with over 1,000 movies and 300 box sets streaming on Now TV. 18 plus, month passes auto-renew, terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant. The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, available on YouTube. Joining me on this very fun, lovely day is Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast Podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
Hello. So, next week we are going to Portland and we're going to Phoenix. We better see you there. Tell your friends. Don't be afraid to come alone if that's an issue. Everyone always makes friends. It happens every single time. Portland is going to be Friday night, next Friday night, which I believe is the 5th. And then Phoenix is going to be on Saturday night, which is the 6th. That's right. Two cities on two nights. Whoa. It's going to be so much fun. All of our live shows are always great, so you really have to come see it. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find links to those tickets. Let's do a nice big push here as we close into it. That would be great. So if you live in that area, tell everyone you know. Post on your social media. Do what you have to do. And then, as long as you're on watchwhatcrappens.com, why don't you mosey on over to the merchandise section and check out some of our Goodbye, Kyle! merchandise, which looks like that's going to be happening next week, by the way. According to the previews for next week on Beverly Hills.
Goodbye, Kyle!
And don't forget that on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, that's where you can check out things like Crappens on Demand or do the mailbag or things like that. So all sorts of fun things for you to do if you just go to watchwhatcrappens.com. That's where you get it all the fun stuff. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for, Denise Richards' seaside wedding on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Now, this is how to throw a wedding. Spend 5 minutes on it and $10, okay? That's how to do it.
Yeah.
Just get some queen on the beach to do it for you. Just show up in a short romper.
Yeah.
And get her done, okay? I respect this so much.
After Eva's like prolonged wedding stupidity on Atlanta, where she's crying about not having her third dress and about this and about that, Denise Richards is like, I don't care. You know, like, should we just get like some Franks and blankets and, you know, like some Swedish fish? That'll be good for the guests, right? Yeah, it works for me.
All we need is a giant fucking eight. Really, yeah. That's all he needs. You know, we don't even need a cake. Just have people cut off little tiny pieces of my husband's huge cock. All right?
Yeah.
That's we'll just pass it around.
Yeah, this is what I want for the wedding venue, okay? There's got to be about 4 seats for the guests and then a little space in the back where we can just fuck when we get bored.
But then we open with Erica being convinced by a bunch of paid gays that they love her. So
yeah.
Let's start with that. So Mike is like,
start.
Tell me you're ready to get to my bumpus. Yeah.
Yeah. That Mikey brings Erica to like the Erica Jane headquarters where the whole Erica squad has where they're going to discuss the new looks for the new tour, the new shows, the new tour. And this time around, there's going to be many costume changes for Erica Jane.
Oh, it's going to be totally different this time around. We're going to do a play in three acts. The first act is a stripper who also waits tables at Denny's and meets an old man. Then she changes her clothes, and it's Erica Jane. And then she changes the clothes again, and it's a girl spitting ping pongs out of her vagina and a man who looks like Don Rickles. Oh, yeah, nailed it. It's a show.
I happened to sip my coffee right then. I was like, oh, he's going to be going for a moment. And I sip my coffee. I got used to, when we do our, Vanderpump Rules, etc. on TV Party, and I can watch you, I'm like, oh, he's sipping. I have to continue talking. You know? Like, it's actually helpful. But now I'm like, now might be a good time to take a sip. Nope. Erica's like,
yeah, it's going to be an hour-long show told in three acts. What a revolutionary thought. Act one, act two, act three. Heard it here first. Breaking the waves of storytelling here at ericajane.com. New material, then vintage Erica Jane, aka the stuff from the beginning, and then the new material again.
I feel like it's all just going to sound the same.
It's all the same, yeah. It's like when she's like, oh, Erica Jane! Totally different from Erica Girardi. They got different last names. Right now. It is, what was I going to say?
You had a question.
Oh yeah, my question. Where's her ballad? Are we just going to forget the storyline that Erica was going to sing a ballad? That's all she talked about last year. She's like, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to sing a ballad.
You're right. I want an Erica Jane ballad.
The first time I saw myself as an avatar, I knew this app would have in-app features and purchases.
The biggest balls I've ever seen choke me day and night and day and night. But I got money to fix the pool and painting on the kitchen floor.
Have you ever had a chocolate heart attached to another chocolate heart with keepsakes inside your chocolate heart?
And Mikey describing everything is so funny. He's my God. Okay, we're going to have a Barbie girl around the girl fantasy. And then, yes, we're going to have a gladiator slit up both sides because she needs to squat.
Well, what cracked me up is that Mikey literally said, okay, it's going to be urban girl Barbie Hello Kitty pinked around the way girl fantasy. And then Erica looks at it and just goes, gladiator. I was like, or gladiator. Or gladiator. He's basically playing Mad Libs with himself. You know, he's like, okay, girl, it's going to be ballpoint pen, ethernet cable, headphones, another ballpoint pen, lampshade, lamp bulb, light bulb, coaster chic, girl.
Gladiator.
It's Elizabeth Taylor right there.
So Erica's like, coming from basements and clubs, you know, changing the bathroom. One time, there was lube on the stage and people slid around. That shit's dangerous, let's be honest.
Although, to be fair, I was playing at a KXY Jelly conference.
What's that called? KXY. KY Jelly.
The Alphabet Conference.
Yeah.
I was actually playing Alphabet Soup Con.
So the guy's like, oh my god, fabulous. Oh, this is gonna be like that latex thing you wore in Berlin. And then we see the clip of Erica crossing the street and a bike almost hitting her, and then her just deadpanning into the camera.
One of the most amazing shots ever on this show. So meanwhile, at some shop, Kyle and Dorit and Teddy meet up to buy wedding gifts for Denise.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Now you were sipping that time.
No.
Or vaping.
Okay, yeah, so Kyle, she's like, oh my god, let's get a haven. So they all meet, and Teddy joins. She's like, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
They all give air kisses and stuff, and Kyle's like, oh my god, I don't even, know what to get Denise. Like, what's her taste? And Dorit's like, oh la la! She likes tequila, that's for sure. But she's got some class. I haven't seen her vagina. Has anyone else? No. It's a step up, if you ask me.
Yeah, and so Kyle's telling them about how Denise would not shut up talking about Aaron's penis the other night, etc., etc. And then Kyle's basically like, oh, I wish I could go to the wedding, you know, like, I want to see how a wedding could be pulled off in like 3 days, but I have to go to the agency, you know. This is torturous for Kyle because she wants to be there for the agency, but you know she's dying to go to that wedding.
Yeah, she gets to wedding shame somebody.
Yeah.
But she doesn't get to you. Sorry, sucker. So yeah. 2 days before the wedding. Dun 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 dun. Denise and Aaron pull up on a motorcycle, you know, which is so them. I love it.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I didn't even know you guys were back here. What the heck is this place? Well, there's another building back here. God, Malibu's crazy, isn't it? Look at that. That's a beach. That is not.
Did you know that Malibu had a beach? Did you know that? That's crazy. That's crazy.
And then Guess what? She has a gay assistant. And guess what his name is? Mikey. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mikey off. We need to have a Mikey off.
Now we have dueling Mikeys. I'm wondering if that's even their real names or if that's just what people name their gay assistants in L.A. Yeah. Now.
It's kind of like it's the equivalent of like Alfredo in Orange County. Like oh, there's Alfredo. He's such a great bus boy. Oh, there's Alfredo again. He works at the car wash, too. Oh, nice.
Yeah, sisterhood of the traveling Mikeys. Just look at gay everywhere. They just call him Mikey.
They're all named Mikey.
Oh, have you met Mikey at Vanderpump Dogs?
That's why Lisa at Vanderpump doesn't know who John Blizzard is. She keeps calling him Mikey.
Yeah. So she's like, when I was a little girl, I got married. When I got married, I wanted something fancy and beautiful, but I've already had the big Hollywood wedding. Armani designed the dress. There was paparazzi. And the wedding, it was much better than the marriage. I still am getting tons of paps, though. You never know when that's going to clear up. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, so she's basically like, yeah, we need something. I think we need some catering, some flowers. I don't know, tables? Do we need tables? Music, maybe? I don't know. Or people who just can show up and just, like, bring their own food. I don't know. We'll bring some doggy bags. I don't know. She, like, doesn't even care.
There's a potluck at the end of the rainbow, right? Just have people bring some Fritos and some chili. Can't pour it right over. Boom, Frito pie. Done.
She's like, okay, we like the venue, so we'll take it. And the guy's like, okay, when are you thinking about? You know, 2 days. He's like, oh.
So then back to the store. Kyle's like, if she pulls that off, it's a miracle. And Teddy's like, I didn't have a big wedding, but it still took 6 months. I don't know how she's going to do it. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy. I had it at the Hi, I'm Teddy Chapel.
And Dorita's... I'm Teddy Chapel.
No, I'm stopping.
I'm Teddy the Bride. Oh, Justin, Teddy the Bride. I'm Teddy.
Going to the High, I'm Teddy, to get high, I'm Teddied.
Do you vow to I'm Teddy?
Her car, when they drove off, said, Hi, I'm Teddy. I'm back. Just Teddy.
Just Hi, I'm Teddied.
And all the cans, when they would clank on the road, would just go clank, 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 clank. Hi, I'm Teddy. Clank, clank, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. I'm Teddy. I'm Teddy.
So, Dorit, I mean, that's a pretty sad story to one-up, you know? Dorit loves to one-up, but she can't really one-up that. But she does anyway. So she's like, well, when I was married, PK and I were living in L.A. We were married in New York. Our wedding planner lived in London, and we still don't know what the debtors are. They seem to be invisible, but they call 20 times a day.
Apparently Dorit and PK had a Gatsby-themed wedding, which honestly,
not good luck. That's a harbinger of doom if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that did not end up well for Gatsby, by the way.
No.
He's not good. And by the way, Gatsby was not
full of shit and faking his richness.
Yes. On top of everything else, Gatsby was shady as fuck. He was like, he was a bootlegger. He was a bootlegger. Okay. He was PK back before PK was PK. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I just don't like the idea of dressing up in costume for a wedding.
Yeah. At least it's fucking fitting that was their wedding. You know, a fucking ripoff artist gets rich and his life is ruined because he's too fucking greedy. It's like, welcome to your life.
So,
and then I just wrote, of course they fucking sang at their own wedding. You know, that's so them. By the way, I will be singing at my own wedding. But for them, it's disgusting.
So Kyle is like, huh, this is weird. We've been sitting here in this shop, and no one seems to be mad at Lisa Vanderpump yet. So, hey, Teddy, so you're going to see Lisa at Denise's wedding. How's that going to be for you?
Fucking Kyle. Yeah. Kyle started all of this, people. Okay, just go back and watch.
Watch the episodes. It's all right there.
It's all Kyle. So Teddy's like, we can coexist. I'm like, no, you can't, because Vanderpump said she wasn't going to coexist. Teddy! And Dorit's like,
good job coexisting when you can't go with someone who doesn't want to go. Okay. Yeah.
So Dorit's like, well, Lisa, she can make jabs or ignore you. As far as we're concerned, I just don't know what she'll do. What a monster!
And then Kyle, of course, does her favorite thing, which is to play like she's the victim here. And she goes, you know, it's not fun to be stuck in the middle of my friendship with Lisa and my friendship with the other ladies, you know? Like, I tried getting Teddy and Lisa together to have a conversation, but no one was interested. So, you know what, Kyle? You started this, and then you're acting like you're caught in the middle. If you didn't want to be caught in the middle, you wouldn't have egged Teddy on. You wouldn't have filled her mind with like these ideas that she's like the pawn of in some dastardly scheme to bring down like the American political system.
It's Teddyism. Yeah. It's like a new political thing that's going to bring everything down. Hi, I'm Teddyism. Everyone is created equal, but some people are forced to like do things against other people. Hi, I'm Teddyism.
Dorit's like, well, I'll get the tequila and you get the things that hold the tequila. And I'm like, you aren't finding any way to get out of the store without spending a goddamn dime on somebody besides yourself. I see you, Dorit.
Yeah. Enjoy that, like, Jose Cuervo gold you're about to get, Denise Richards.
Yeah, enjoy those Delta Airline tiny bottles of tequila that Dorit shoved in her purse for a rainy day.
Yeah, enjoy that Casa Namigos that you're about to get. That's right, you're about to get some off-brand Casamigos.
Casa Figos.
Enjoy your Tostito brand tequila that's about to come your way.
So then Rena is in a hotel because she has to go to QVC all the time still. And it's like,
I am exhausted. Oh, my God. I'm really busy. That has never changed. I go to QVC once a month. My hustle's still strong, baby.
You know, I just fucking do it. You know why? Because I support my family. And the business is huge, way bigger than anyone would realize. I don't know why I'm in this hotel room laughing to myself, but it feels good.
And she tells us the story of her. Well, she's talking to Denise.
Yeah.
And, of course, Denise answers and she goes, oh, Denise, I want to make it to that wedding. I'm going to make it. Are you kidding me? Would I miss that wedding? Are you kidding me? Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
You're on
Denise.
The phone. There's no one in the room, okay? It's just Denise on FaceTime. Calm down.
Yeah, Denise is just sitting there. Aaron's doing who knows what off camera to her.
Is Aaron eating you out right now? Oh, good, good.
So she tells us her romantic wedding story. She's like, we were in the backyard, and we were in the middle of a circle. And everyone was holding candles, so our whole wedding was lit by candlelight. I'm like, oh my God, it's like Dorit's future.
So basically, Lisa Rinna crashed a candlelight vigil and had a wedding there.
Yeah. Vanderpump was like, that Lisa Rinna has messed with me. I'm getting her electricity put off.
So now we go over to, like, a kitchen place, and Ken and Lisa enter, and Lisa basically wants a new kitchen, because the current one, she's like, well, it's dark, and the units aren't good, the drawers, the closure!
Not even a pink crock pot will save that kitchen.
I know, like, we see her, she acts like she's in some, like some weird old Bavarian, you know, hovel, like with like a cauldron, and it's just like there's just truly that's where the candlelight is. And then we see, and she's like in a perfectly beautiful modern kitchen, and she has that giant strangely shaped pink sock pot that she's making chicken soup in. Like, where did, what kiln made that thing? What is that? That was crazy looking.
It's like from the Giotto collection.
It was just oddly shaped. It looked like
a Ken walking through that store. He's like, where's the store called? Where's the store? Oh, it was the store Cooper Pacific. Is it? No, I'm just with the Jack over the Savak. So she's like, I love this kitchen and I deserve it, Ken. The taps, the big white sink, the tile. And he's like, well, you know, we come, you're sad at home and just cry, cry, cry. And then we come in and you're happy again. And she's like, but can I afford your happiness? And she's like, well, I've learned of late to make yourself happy. Surround yourself with things and people that make you happy. There's no room in my life right now for betrayal. So I shall cook stock in a new kitchen.
I will cook the largest pot of stock you've ever seen and the largest ceramic pink weird thing you've ever seen. And it'll be in a beautiful white kitchen or possibly pink kitchen. Who knows?
Wait until you taste the vegetarian bolognese that comes out of this kitchen.
Have you ever imagined yourself, what if I found a little pink thimble and I could blow it up to the size of 5 human heads? That's my stock pot.
So he's like, okay, I'll buy it. So then over at Denise's house, they're planning with Aaron's friend who's going to be their preacher. And he has a hat. Did you notice this?
Oh, I certainly did. His hat. It said FBI Jesus, which meant firm believer in Jesus. I'm like, first of all, why are you leaving out part of it? Like, you have some of it an acronym and some of it not. So it just says FBI Jesus. That doesn't really make sense. Like, it would be one thing if it said, like, LBJ, and it was like love being Jesus or something like that, because at least that's like a play on like Lyndon Johnson. But like FBI Jesus, that's not a play. Like, it's like firm believer in. Okay, that's a play on something. But then, like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a clunky pun hat.
It's clunky at best.
Yeah,
let's just say that
it is. Also, they turned off all their microphones in the scene. It was like, you could tell there was like one lavalier mic that was working, and so they had to like the gain was up so high, the entire scene just sounded like.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a great. Are we ready for the? We're ready for the wedding tomorrow. Yeah. I think we are.
It was Jesus. It was a call to Jesus. But in case you didn't understand his hat, because, like, you know, he got that made at the Grove, you know? Oh, he's like, FBI. And they were like, that doesn't make any sense, sir. He's like, well, just put FBI Jesus. And then on the rim of the hat, just put I love Jesus.
Which is not part of the acronym at all, by the way.
It's just like an explanation in case, like, people don't get it.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like the acronym game on that hat was so wrong. It was so bad and so sloppy. Like, I just have no respect for that.
I feel like Jesus is in heaven. Like, are you fucking kidding me with this hat? Like, could you love me in a less embarrassing way?
Like, great. You can't think of a better pun. You can't think of a better acronym pun. Like, even that podcaster just made some stupid acronym pun out of LBJ's name. You couldn't even do that. Could you imagine? Could you imagine someone making Jesus puns out of LBJ? They're like, this will be a great callback.
Love booty and Jesus.
You know, I love the Great Society, but the Great Society would be even better with Jesus. That's Shannon Bedore making Jesus hats.
So then they're basically planning, they're just planning their wedding, you know, last second, and they don't really know what to do, so they're just throwing things out. It reminded me kind of Portia's planning her gender reveal party in Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's just like, all right, we're gonna need some paper plates, I guess paper straws, I guess a dress. Yeah, I should get a dress. Do that, too. And Aaron's like, can we have a dunk tank? No, Aaron, we can't have a fucking drunk tank, all right? Jesus Christ. Dick's not that big, Aaron, all right?
So then Denise is like, I haven't even seen my dress. I'm just hoping that when it shows up tomorrow, it's going to fit. Which, for a moment, it got me annoyed, because I'm also really sick of that storyline on Bravo, like the last minute trying on the dress thing. Like, why is that a repeated thing on Bravo? But in this case, it actually seemed to make sense, and I just also knew that if it didn't fit, she'd be like, oh, fuck it, just give me a t-shirt, you know?
Yeah, like, she wouldn't care. She'd just be like, I don't wear a bikini, all right? Stop me. Tell me what to fucking do on my wedding, all right?
Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby.
So she's like, everything that went down with Charlie and I, you know, whatever. I just always invite him. If it has to do with me and the kids, Charlie's invited no matter what. I mean, even if he comes to the wedding with a prostitute, you know, it is what it is. At least he supports working women, you know?
It's so, like, I feel like this episode made me, like, I've been enjoying Denise. This one really made me love Denise. I mean, she's not really doing much for the show in terms of, like, conflict, but she's just so surprisingly entertaining.
I don't really need people to fight all the time. I can watch Denise just go around talking about her husband's dick.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first time I've enjoyed watching a wedding being planned. So that says something.
I mean, I really, like, this has been the best wedding since. Honestly, the only other time, and this is not to sound like Super Ben, but the only other wedding I've enjoyed as well as this one was, not as much, but the only other wedding I've enjoyed was Luann's wedding, just because that was such a crazy, ridiculous, like, fiasco. Yeah, it was hilarious to watch that come together.
And we didn't actually have to watch the wedding. She didn't let cameras in.
Yeah, and at the time I was like, that is so rude. But in retrospect, I was like, that was perfection because we got to see all the ridiculous parts of the wedding planning but didn't have to bother with all the stupid over-sentimentality of like, walking down the aisle. You know?
Yeah. So Denise is going to have her dad light a candle for her mom, which is really sweet. And Aaron's like, yeah, you know, maybe we should have told the girls we were getting married. And she's like, you know, I know it's like normal for people to tell their kids, like, hey, mom's getting married again. But I didn't want them to judge me, which I guess sounds crazy. But all right, you know what? We're in L.A. I told them 2 days before, like, welcome to town.
Yeah. You know, in Hollywood, people get married multiple times. So it's like pretty normal for our kids. You know, it's not so normal for us. Like, whatever. Like, new dad every 2 years. They get it. It's like a car.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't buy anymore. No one buys. You lease now. It's just stupid to buy. It doesn't make any sense. Cars depreciate, like men.
I mean, look at this guy. You think this is going to work out? Look at him. He doesn't even have a real job. He does something with magnets and, like, styrofoam. I'm not even sure. He's got a big dick, and it works for right now. So, you know what? I'm in. Look at him.
So
what a big
dummy.
So, the
day of the wedding, they're putting that huge infinity flower up, which just cracks me up. I don't know why. I just love that Aaron thinks that's so deep. You know, it's like, infinity, babe. Infinity, brah.
Oh, just had this great idea. How about the limo that takes us? It's an infinity. Oh, mind blown.
He's the type to, like, sob and cry in a Toy Story and be inspired for the rest of his life. So... to infinity and beyond.
Oh, that's wrong. I was trying to figure it out.
I heard you, okay.
You heard me.
There.
You heard me like
ben
nodding politely.
Literally going to start googling that right now.
you heard me like nodding politely. Like, but the thing is, this though, I actually almost liked it more before you described it because I just like the idea that he watched a bunch of toys talk and he was like, "Yeah, man,
I'm getting married on the 8th."
You know who's
pretty
awesome?
That's what he gets out of Toy Story.
He's like, guys, here's how we're going to get out of this playpen. Number 8. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, Musclehead?
Tom Hanks is all disapproving.
He's probably trying to bone that. What's her face? You know, the little sheep girl. What's her name again?
I don't know. Now I'm disturbed. You're taking this to a disturbing place.
What's her name? She's a famous name. Everyone's going to kill me. We have to figure this out. Otherwise, I'm going to get tweets. What? You know the one. She has like the little shepherd staff thing. She's like, I want to...
Whoopi.
Did you say Whoopi?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg. You know Whoopi Goldberg in that... Wait, you know that like the... Okay. Now I've got to do this because I'm not going to stand by getting tweets and messages all week long.
Oh my God. Bo Peep. Little Bo Peep.
Oh, is that what you're trying to say when I thought you said Whoopi?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, Whoopi Goldberg?
It's like anyway. I'm so bad at games that I'm that person that when you're playing a group game, nobody listens to you, but sometimes they get the right answer. They're like, no, that's not it, Ronnie. I'm like, Boppy! Ignore him, he's drunk.
The point of the story is that he probably tried to fuck Bo Peep.
Yeah. He's saying, yeah, I'm fucking Bo Peep. Like, what the fuck are you going to do about it, all right? So, like... So Erica goes to pick up Rinna and she knocks on her door and then goes and stands back and she's like, they recognize the Elsa. She's like, oh my God, it's Tom's welcome back. She's like, no, it's me, Erica. Oh, that's right. What are you wearing? It's disgusting. She's like, it's Alisa Rinna Jumba.
Are you auditioning for Dirty Jobs too? Oh, yeah, no, I love that. Oh, yes. So Rinna starts losing her mind, which is so funny. Rinna's up super, super excited because, you know, Erica's always wearing these crazy things. And then the fact that Erica chose to wear a Rinna jumpsuit is like very cool and very exciting. So then, meanwhile, Teddy and Edwin arrive at the wedding and Teddy's like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Hi, I'm Teddy. I'm lost. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. It's like, no, Teddy, come back.
Hi, are you my I'm Teddy?
So yeah, she's walking all over and she's like, I'm gonna skip the lemonade and go straight for the alcohol. Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Teddy. I also loved Camille thinly veiling her frustration that Denise like scooped her wedding storyline, because Camille comes in, she and David see like this, there's someone like painting there, and she's like,
cool is this? Someone's getting married.
It's just gonna be a marriage wedding. Mm-hmm. It's longer, yeah. And
it's to the altar,
yes. And it's so upsetting. But anyway, but Camille goes, I'm excited for my own wedding, but Denise beat me to it. Ha ha ha. No, but she's been through a lot and deserves happiness almost as much as I've been through. Ha ha. Not upset at all that she took my big episode. Not at all.
I know. Poor Camille, though, you know. But, you know, you should have married him earlier, Camille. I mean, what the hell? Dorit arrives, and she's like, hola!
Guys.
They're all kissing. And Teddy's like, today is the first time I'm going to see Lisa, but I can pull it together. I mean, 50th birthdays I can ruin, but weddings? Come on! And she thinks she's so fucking amusing, which kills me. Because they all think that they're on the winning end of this. And just reading Twitter after these episodes is cracking me up. Because they all act like, yeah, we finally won. And no, and you didn't.
Like, everyone's like, be quiet. She's like, hi, I'm Teddy. So then Denise, meanwhile.
Welcome to my Hi, I'm Teddy talk.
So Denise is still at her house. But her house is like a minute away. But she's running late. And she's there, she's talking with her dad, and she's like, all right, dad, so here's the deal. I'm like the oldest fucking bride in L.A., but you know what, though? For an old dame, I'm getting a lot of dick. Am I right, dad? Am I right? Have you seen Aaron's dick? I mean, I know you're a straight, but, like, look, I mean, it's huge. Anyway, you're not going to walk me down. You're going to light a candle instead, okay? Okay, good.
He's like, what the fuck do I care, right? Yeah, it's a great fucking wedding. Let's get there, huh?
Yeah. So Erica and Rinna are driving along the way and, you know, wondering whether or not Lisa Vanderpump's going to be there, yada, yada, yada.
This is so good because Erica's like, well, Kyle can't come because agency ain't buying lead two or whatever, no one cares. Teddy, you know, hi, Teddy. She's coming for a minute to bore the hell out of everybody. And I got to leave early because Gladiator. And Rinna goes, LVP. What about LVP? She goes, I don't know. I heard Denise had a cocktail, talked about Aaron's penis, whatever that means. And Rinna's like, oh my God, LVP must love that. She goes, yeah, it was good. I heard they didn't even talk about the dog drama. And Rinna goes, that's good. I'd be happy if we never had to talk about that again. That's a pipe dream. As if you're not bringing it up every 2 seconds. Come on.
I know, exactly. Exactly. So Lisa and Ken arrive at the wedding, and, you know, Lisa has a perfectly polite, if not a little frosty moment with Teddy where they kiss each other on the cheek. And she says, oh, you look good, you know, and then she just sort of just like moves off and goes directly to Dorit. And just, you know, everything seems to be fine with Lisa and Dorit. They're sort of making jokes about boobs and things like that. And Dorit's like, I'm not expecting an apology. You know, I know that's not what you get about Lisa. And if she just wants to pretend that everything's fine and we're just going to talk about our breasts, that's perfectly fine with me, guys.
Well, glad you approved, Dorit. You're fucking lucky, Dorit. Thank your lucky stars, okay? Yeah.
Dorit, who, like, spent, like, her first season
like not really apologizing for Pantygate. She gave like a token apology, but she didn't really understand what she had to apologize for. And then last season, she didn't apologize for being late to Teddy. And now she's going to be like, fine, if she's not going to apologize, fine. I'm like, well, you know, you're not a great apologizer either. Dorit.
Dorit.
Yeah, got her.
Nailed her. So, Denise has two gays come over named Mikey and Mikey, and they have a dress for her. And it's like a short romper wedding gown. Yeah. Which is so fucking funny and adorable. And then, I love Denise, okay? Denise can do no wrong.
I know, I love her too. And then, like, the Jim J. Bullock one, he, like, picks up, like, I mean, also got you a sketch. And he, like, has, like, a picture of the wedding dress to go along with it that has, like, a little Caldecott metal seal on it, you know?
Yeah.
I was like,
and
okay.
She's like, oh my God, why am I a gladiator in this? Which Mikey are you?
So, yeah. And by the way, while this is all happening, the dogs are just watching, like, can we get going with this wedding already? I'm sick of it. I need you to leave the house so we can, you know, shit everywhere.
So then PK is there, obviously, and he, you know, senses a celebrity come in, which he's all over like a dog at the front door. You know, he's like, Rebecca Romijn and Jerry O'Connell, living the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Jerry, do you have $200 million I could borrow? That'd be great. Good to see you, Chip.
You know, Jerry, you're sort of like a play, and I'm like a play, and next to each other, we're sort of like a Bravo play-by-play. Get it, Jerry? He's like, shut up. So, meanwhile, I turned him Australian.
You're canceled.
My favorite part of this, though, I don't know if you picked up on this, and I felt like the producers were giving us a nod because there was an extended montage of Teddy going, "Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, Teddy. Hi, Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy." Did you notice that?
No.
It was like, if you go back, it's like 5 different times. She goes, "Hi, Teddy. Hi, Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy." I was like, I guarantee they kept that in for us. I guarantee. They had to. Someone has to be listening.
That is funny. So Dorit's like, "Oh, Jerry. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. We already know each other, Jerry. Why are you acting like we haven't met before? We spent quite some time together. A couple of days, Jerry."
Yeah, you're best friends with Jerry Dorit. And he's like, well, you know, people think I'm Jason Bateman, so I always have to give my name.
Hey, I wonder if they have any sliders here. Get it, everyone? Get it. Get it.
He's like, God, I'm thirsty. Any Ozark? Anybody? I, like, literally have no Jason Bateman.
I know.
So the end.
I was trying to remember the name of, oh yeah. He's like, hey, am I just going to be here alone at this wedding, or is someone going to stand by me? Stand by me. Anyone.
So,
just doing some Jerry O'Connell material. Okay, well, we've exhausted that.
Yeah, it's dead. Okay. Like, it's like we just play-by-played that. It's over. So Vanderpump goes over and grabs her in his ass like, remember me from back in the day. Bestie Frenzies. Lisa Rinna! Like,
Rinna's like, I mean, I don't have a beef with Vanderpump right now. So I'm not surprised she wants to grab my butt. She can't help but touch me, grab me, have a piece of me. She's slightly obsessed with me. Why are you so obsessed with me? Boy, I want to know. Oh, my, Carrie.
So, Teddy's like, what time is the ceremony? It's supposed to be at 2 o'clock. It's way past 2. And Dorit tells us,
Denise is late to her own wedding, and it's on Teddy's radar. Good luck with that one, Denise. You're going to be hearing about this for the rest of your life.
Teddy actually has a radar. She has a little thing where the line goes around in a circle, and then you just see Denise Richards as a dot on there, and she goes, I'm Teddy. It's right below us! So now Denise is 47 minutes late, which I really do not condone. Like, whatever Dorit says about Teddy, like, at the end of the day, I'm still on Team Teddy when it comes to punctuality, even though I tend to run, like, 1 or 2 minutes late, but it's different than running 15 to 30 to an hour late. So, but meanwhile, over at Denise's house, Denise's kid is, like, in some heels, and she's like, do you have any other heels? I can't walk in these. And Denise is like, well, They're Christian Louboutin, so you got to figure it out. Sorry.
Just long. Can I just wear my shoe, my sneakers? She goes, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Wear whatever you want. Right? What the fuck do I care? Put on your shoes. Go out there in your goddamn underwear for all I care.
I don't care. What? I don't care what you wear. You don't even have to come. Honestly, you can just FaceTime in. I don't give a shit. We spent all of $35 on this thing.
And back at the I'm coughing in your face, everybody.
It's okay.
I was laughing and then I inhaled spit because that's what happens when you gain a lot of weight. Suddenly you just start inhaling everything around you. Like I almost inhaled my tongue yesterday. I was laughing so hard.
Often am inhaling spit actually down the wrong pipe. And I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor and I was like, why is it? I'll just be sitting there and out of nowhere, I'll just start choking. And he's like, it's actually, it's a post-nasal drip thing. It's basically the post-nasal drip falls from the back of like your sinuses, just falls bloop right into your lungs. I was like, oh, I thought I had like something severely wrong with me, but it turns out it's just allergies.
Probably did think that too. I love it.
Oh, you know I do. You know I'm a huge hypochondriac, a huge one. That's why I went to the doctor.
I want to know what kind of insurance plan that you have that you can go to the doctor so much. You'll be like, oh, you know what? Last night I woke myself up from snoring. I'm going to the doctor.
No, every single thing. Like I control myself. You know, I never look up any symptoms on the internet anymore because it gets in my head. I do not allow, and I actually tell Dom, if I am feeling something, I'll tell Dom to look it up, and then he can filter it to me to make me sure I don't go crazy.
I know. Last time I looked, I was like autistic and had MS. It was terrible.
Well, like, you know, we had a friend. I was having my hip muscle was hurting, and our friend was like, oh, well, Ben, that's a first sign of MS. And I was like, I'm so mad at her. I'm still mad at her for doing that, for getting that into my head.
Ooh. So guess who else is mad right now? Back at the wedding, Erica's mad. Because Teddy's like, am I sweating through my high? I'm Teddy clothes? And Erica's like, I'm hot and I'm bad. I'm lame as right now. I was like, what does that mean?
I think it was like, I feel like it's probably like joke slang that her gays say. Oh, yeah, lame miserable. Yeah.
I'm like miserable right now. Oh, okay, I get it.
Chicago. I was in Chicago. Oh, you're doing slang. Okay, never mind.
It's just so confusing when Erica brings up something that requires actual singing. You know what I mean? It confused me. I was thrown off my game there for a second. Sorry.
I dreamed a dream that I was a gladiator.
Lisa's like, well, I can't really blame Denise for being late. If what she says about Aaron's manhood is true, it's a wonder she ever gets out of bed. Zing.
Get it. I would like it. To say that I've written their vows. Get it, got it, go.
Do you?
And now get it and got it.
Speak now or forever hold your get it.
Do you, Nicolaine, vow to be fabulous forever and a maestro to the end of time?
Get it. Do you take this woman in sickness and in get it?
Then Erica goes, this polyester does not breathe. I was like, well, thanks for doing Rinna that favor, which negated.
Rinna's just like laughing and she's like, fuck this bitch. So Denise is like, an hour later, Denise is like, all right, let's blow this popsicle stand. And they're all like moving the car and she's like already getting onto her knees. She's like, okay. I meant it actually more literally than that.
I want to arrive on a street sweeper. We got that arranged. All right, listen, limo. All right.
So they're like an hour and 10 minutes late, and Rinna is like, oh, wedding stuff's happening. Yes, it is. Look, there it is. How are you, bride?
The girls are walking down the aisle. She's like, oh my God, those are the girls. Hi, girls.
Hi. I was just thinking, I would love Rinna to narrate like really much pretty much anything, but especially a wedding. Like, there's the flower girl, has flowers. You're doing so well. Are you kidding me? How are you? She stops everyone coming down the aisle. So Denise is gonna walk with her whole family because she doesn't like all eyes on her, and she's like, all right, kids, we're all ready to do this. Do I look like a slutty bride? Anyone?
It was so funny. And then she comes down to heavy metal.
Yeah, which they couldn't... I feel like there was a song that they weren't allowed to play. Like, it wasn't... The license didn't clear. And I really want to know what song it was. Because they instead, like, played this, like, Trixie Monocle, like, vintage three-arm octopus rock band music. You know, like... Hey!
Yeah, and it was probably like, pussy, 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 Satan pussy.
Yeah. And Camille's like, this song is awesome, I know. You know, Camille was like just looking to find, she was like scanning the landscape for a railing that she could put her hands on and do her like Camille dance, you know, like, head swivel, hair, hair, hair.
I'm laughing so hard, I have to take a nap after this.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot. It was a lot going on at this wedding. So they're coming down, and Denise is like, yeah, well, this isn't the typical Here Comes the Fucking Bride, you know? It's a song by, I'm playing some good classic Scorpions. I couldn't think of any rock band off the top of my head, and for some reason Scorpions is what came in first. It's like Winds of Change. It's like a sad song about, like, Gorky Park. Anyway,
and Erica's like, yeah, there's Denise finally coming down the aisle to heavy metal music. Oh, my.
Well, what did you come down to?
It's like, the minute you walked in the joint, boom, boom, I can tell you was a man of distinction.
Real big spender.
Hey, big spender.
I would have liked it if someone just came down to, like, Amy Grant. Like... Every heartbeat, there's your name. Like, that's a wedding.
Teddy's like, I chose hip to be square. So, I'm Teddy.
I chose hip to be high, I'm Teddy. By the way, I would not be mad at hip to be square either. Like, I love me some Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Bam, bam,
it don't mean nothing. Don't need nothing. Don't need fame. Don't need no credit card to play this game. Hi, I'm Teddy.
So let's see, the dad lights the candle, it's sad, and then we hear a helicopter.
Yeah, it's a helicopter. The paparazzi are there, and so there's a paparazzi helicopter, and then there's like another paparazzo like on the ridge. Everyone's like, hi, how are you? I've known him for years. She waves to him.
I loved that. I love that she's literally waving at the photographer like, hi, how are you? God, I love him.
You know, having paps. I mean, it means you're doing well. If there wasn't a photographer in a helicopter above you, it may be time to sell some Depends.
Get off it. I'm saying, hey, Kyle, how many photographers, how many paparazzi are at your agency party right now?
And then it cuts to Ken in the back row sleeping, like Big Bird. He's just, like, sleeping on himself, you know, where his head's, like, down.
Yeah, that's he's how like, my dad sleeps. Goodbye,
they put a chyron that says, Ken, Lisa's husband. Like, we know, guys. Yeah.
I think it's been about 10 years. So,
let's see here.
The ceremony ends, so Erica and Teddy have to leave because they have plans at 4 o'clock. It's already 4:20. Bye, I'm Teddy.
And Dorit's like, the wedding was beautiful. It feels like this fits a personality.
I'm like, okay, you are not Southern and you cannot pull that shade off, ma'am.
Last minute thrown together, $5 Denise, that's what we call her.
Bless her heart. So, so they're all, like, chatting with Denise afterwards, and then, like, Rinna spots Patrick Muldoon from across the way, and she's like, Muldoon! Muldoon, how are you? How are you? Come on over! How are you? Hey, remember when we were both sleeping with you, me and Denise? Remember that? Anyway, how's your career? What are you doing? How many paparazzi are at your house now?
Patrick Muldoon. That's what we've been calling you. It's funny. It's a good one. They don't leave Denise. Every time they see Denise, they're like, where's Charlie Sheen? It's like, you guys get... Oh, you seem so thirsty and gross. Just stop with the asking where Charlie Sheen is. It's nasty. So Patrick Muldoon's like, well, pretty much washed up and done, but thanks for calling me over, Lisa Rinna, you goddamn life ruiner. And Dorit's like, I have to tell you the most embarrassing story. I think of you every night, Patrick Muldoon.
So they start talking
Patrick Muldoon, I have the most embarrassing story. Here's what happened. I think about you, and I guess I was thinking about you when I gave our dog away to a shelter. Isn't that embarrassing?
Patrick Muldoon, just the lady I was hoping to see. Will you tell everyone what you did with the dog?
He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, here's the owner of the dog. I could tell by Patrick Muldoon's face he'd be a perfectly safe home for Juicy Juicy Apple Loot. What's that dog's name again?
Juicy Juicy Beer Koozie. What's a dog?
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then Lisa's like, yeah, sorry, you do it.
Oh, Vanderpump's like, oh, you were sleeping with Lisa Rinna and Denise Richard at the same time. Which one was better?
I'm so saucy. So, I mean,
look, she's coming in here. Usually Vanderpump in this kind of situation is total victimhood, you know, bleeding out of holes in her hands and her forehead. Okay. But today she's actually making an effort to just be nice, you know, and they're just not going to let her get away with it.
Yeah. So, but Dorit's like, you know what? Today feels like everything is behind us and the dog situation is finally over. So I'm very happy. And now, maybe someday in the future, I can go back to trusting her. As if Dorit's the one that needs to win back Lisa's trust. Come on now.
You got to hand it to Dorit. She really commits.
She does.
She's so full of shit. And she knows she's full of shit. So Vanderpump's like, well, it's someone's wedding and you just get on with it. I'm no victim. How could you?
Sorry, I'm no victim. I'm just a lady whose friends turned against her while she's going through the darkest period of her life. And by darkest period, I mean having a very dark kitchen. No, it's too dark.
So, let's see.
And by the way, so at this point, I wrote down a note. I was like, when Dorit said, well, it feels like this stuff is finally all behind us. In my mind, I was like, oh, Kyle Richards is going to make sure it's not behind. This is when Kyle Richards steps in. She's like, oh, I missed this wedding. Oh, and they're patching things up. I'll fix that for you.
Yeah, there's like a Fatburger truck up there on the ridge.
Yeah, my conspiracy theory, my Ronnie Karam conspiracy theory was radar. Hi, I'm Teddy. Was going off. And I was like, Kyle is not going to let this die. She has been working hard for many years to take down Lisa Vanderpump. She sees her chance to take her down. And suddenly, things are fine, and when these women report back to Kyle that everything was fine at the wedding, I guarantee shit's going to go down.
Yep, she's not going to let that stand. But we don't even need Kyle. I'm so sorry, guys. We don't even need Kyle right now because we have PK using the diamond electrical toothbrush. PK, even the way he brushes his teeth annoys me. Like, I can't help it. I'm like, gross, PK.
Yeah, I'm like, Sonic, I don't care.
So Dorit's like, PK, I need an hour to go over really important payables, which is so hilarious because we know that you don't pay for shit. And I love that she's saying payables on national TV just in case they show that clip of that lady chasing her around a pool demanding that she get her friend paid back.
I just assumed they'd taken on Pebbles as a client and that was just her way of saying Pebbles.
PK, we have to talk about payables career.
What
girlfriend? Girlfriend?
Have you ever seen her play a turtle shell? Oh, it's talent.
So they're sitting there, and then all of a sudden, Dorit gets a notification on her phone, perfectly timed, and she's like, oh my god. And we see there's an article from Radar Onlini, and it's the headline.
France. Radar.
Radar Onlini. So the headline says, stabbed in the back, Lisa extra hurt by longtime friend Dorit over abandoned dog.
Mm. Oh my god. So here we go. And then she keeps doing that Dorit fake gasp where she's just so shocked. Like, I can't believe this just happened
while we're on camera, PK.
Yeah.
So she's like, she apologized and she said she was ashamed to tell her. That is so untrue, PK.
Yeah. And she's like, the last thing I need is for people to think that I mistreat dogs, even though that's precisely what I did in this situation. I mean, like, Dorit, you did not follow the proper procedure. So she's like upset that
what she did has actually come out, you know?
But it's like when someone's being racist and they're like, I can't be racist. I know a person of color. Because Dorit goes, oh, they said I mistreat animals. I grew up with animals.
Yeah.
So what?
So basically the article says Lisa doesn't hold on to grudges very long, which was pretty funny because she's like, everyone in the entire world knows that Lisa holds on to grudges. So
Randy Glanville's like trying to send a smoke signal SOS from the crate she's been in for the last 5 years.
So for Dorit, her red flags are really going up because the article references the fact that Lucy Applejuice is a Chihuahua mix. And she's like, only the team knows that about Lucy Applejuice. I was like, or also maybe the people at the shelter, or...
And anyone who saw your Instagram where you were playing with the fucking dog, Dorit.
I know.
Come on, that's so weak. And then she goes, and it says here, it nipped at her children. And the only people who talk like that are no one we know. And he goes, oh yes, you know, the word nipped. That is an English thing to say. I'm like, well, is this your way of confessing? Because there is no way that Lisa Vanderpump planted this story when she's trying to get on everybody's good side. It doesn't make any sense. It's already filmed on camera.
Yeah.
We already know it's going to come out. So she's already won. Now everybody hates her and is blaming her for putting the story out there. Why in the world would she do this?
Well, see, here's the thing. No, I agree. First of all, I agree 100%. I'm going to play very light devil's advocate just to make sure that this point is referenced. I think that PK, he does say, like, well, maybe her telling Radar Online was her way of dealing with, like, Lisa was only felt settled once she could do this, you know, which I think is actually a fair point. But I actually don't think that Lisa did this. If anything, I think the two suspects in my mind are probably like John Sessa or John Blizzard. They probably like told the press, you know, and like they have no reason not to, in a sense, because obviously John Blizzard is messy enough that he brought up on camera, so he'll be messy enough to tell Radar Online, like, you know, like clearly. Second of all, and John Blizzard, I mean, who knows what goes on through that guy's head. But then, and I like that when PK goes, well, she's got some very overzealous staff who think they're acting in her best interest. And Dorit goes, no way. No, no, absolutely not. It could not be. Like, if anyone, like, that's probably the most obvious answer. Like, clearly it was probably John Sessa if it was from the Vanderpump camp. But the conspiracy theorist in me, watching this scene play out, actually felt like it was... I'm going to be even crazier. I actually felt like maybe PK planted it.
That was my first thought too. That's why I said, because he was the English person did say nipped.
Yeah, he was like almost too relaxed about all this. Like, oh, okay, well. And he just had like too many like quick, facile answers. Whereas like if this had been news that had broken right there, I think there would be more confusion and like what? Or like surprise. And they were just like, I mean, maybe... They probably were recreating the scene of when they originally saw it, but I don't know. Like, what better way to make Lisa Vanderpump look bad? I thought it had to be Kyle or Dorit, or maybe a combination of both. Like, I feel... I hate being an ultra conspiracist, but it felt like a setup to me. And
especially
I'm not even...
when he said, only English people use the word nipped. First of all, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
But that he thinks that, it kind of makes sense that he would be the one to put that out there.
Yeah, I don't see...
Because he's been really uncomfortable about bringing her down. But, you know, it's kind of like how she would be uncomfortable bringing people down, too. And, you know, using the employees to bring it up or whatever.
Yeah.
So Beverly Hills.
Somewhere between PK and Kyle, I think that's where this is. I just don't... And I'm not saying this because it's like I can't hear any criticism of Lisa Vanderpump. Like, it's really not that at all. You know, but it's just more like... I don't know what she gains from this. I guess the argument would be like, oh, just to make Dorit look worse. But I kind of feel... I feel like, I don't, it just, it's weird.
Lisa Vanderpump
is not
an idiot. And if she's already looking bad for this and everyone's already turned against her, you know, the simplest answer in my mind is PK. But the second answer is production.
There's that too.
Of course it's production. You know, they're like into it enough. The fights are winding down. We just got through a whole episode without people fighting over this dog. Everyone's been nice to Vanderpump. So a couple days later, now there's a story to rile it all back up again.
Well, and you're right. And, you know, I'm sure that Radar Online called, like, a field producer or whatever and said, what's going on with the show? And they said, well, honestly, like, they are all in a tizzy because the Reed didn't return this thing and Lisa, you know, like, it's, you're totally right. Actually, the it's production. It's clearly production.
Wow. Everybody's nice to, everybody's getting along with Vanderpump today. The storyline's over. Well, what are we left with? Erica picking out, you know, her newest stupid outfits. Rinna in a hotel for QVC.
Yeah.
Camille doing nothing. As usual. I mean, they have nothing. They have nothing. Teddy and doing nothing. Like, what? She's answering FaceTime calls for her accountability business. Like, nothing going on.
Yeah.
So, they've got to do something.
And I think that, like, the flaming guns. Is that it? The flaming guns? The flaming guns in this situation for Dorit, which is that the mention of a chihuahua mix and the word nip. Then, by the way, ever heard the phrase nip in the bud? Huh. Americans say that too, you know, like.
I want to go back into the video archives and see how Dorit described this when it first happened, because she said it bit the children, but did she say it nipped the children? Because that would be hilarious if she
that would
did.
Be...
But I have to go back and look and scrub through.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely see the argument for why it's Lisa, and I feel like without a lot of scrutiny, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, she wants to like make sure that Dorit is, you know, being chastised for it. But I don't know. I think it also didn't line up to me with how she was treating Dorit the day before. Like, things were not adding up. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
It makes more sense to me, like, watching the season, watching the way that Kyle has been, like, pushing this fight and, like, instigating it and trying to do things to get to pit people against each other in a very, like, low-key way where if you're not paying attention, you don't see it. It just it seems to actually make more sense that it's coming from Kyle.
Yeah.
Or production, which is the most obvious one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I will scrub through that audio if I have some extra time, which, let's face it, I have a lot of. So, see if I see anything in there. But, I mean, that also feels like such a sad endeavor. I'm like, what kind of man have you become? But I'm glad that this is finally happening because, God, I was getting really – I was starting to get frustrated. So I'm glad that they added the twist in, which is that now it's in the tabloids.
Yeah, now it's spiraling out of control. And next week it looks like we have our big Ken and Kyle fight, the one we've been all waiting for.
Yeah. So, everybody, thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with
what is tomorrow?
Real Housewives of New York. And then we'll be back on Friday with Summerhausen. Go get your Watch What Crappens tickets live. Tickets? Watch What Crappens live tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. We're going to be in Phoenix and Portland next week, Friday and Saturday. And then we're going other places too. We still have tickets left in Pittsburgh. So go get tickets there because that's almost sold out. And Minneapolis.
It's also about to. Yeah. Yeah. You guys
get your good podcasts and all that stuff. We've already plugged all this, so we're just going to leave you alone now, okay?
Yeah, everyone have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.